these words, taken verbatim from the Mystical City of God, Incarnation, Book 1, Chapter 10, Our Lady asks us to imitate her.
My daughter, with special affection I manifest to thee now my will and desire that thou make thyself worthy of the intimate and familiar converse with God, and that for this purpose thou dispose thyself with great zeal and solicitude, weeping over thy sins, and forgetting and rejecting all the visible things, so that thou have no thought henceforth for any other thing outside of God. Therefore thou must begin to practice all that I have taught thee until now, and whatever I will yet teach thee in the balance of this history. I will accompany thee and guide thee on the course with which thou must maintain in this familiar intercourse and in regard to the favors which thou receivest through his condensation, entertaining him in thy heart by means of the faith, light, and grace given to thee. If thou dost not first conform to this my admonition and prepare thyself accordingly, thou wilt not reach the fulfillment of thy desires, nor shall I reap the fruit of my instructions, which I give to thee as thy teacher, since thou hast found, without any merit of thine, the hidden treasure and the precious pearl of my teachings and instruction. Despise all other things, in order to possess and secure for thyself this prize of inestimable value. For with it thou shalt receive all other goods, and thou wilt make thyself worthy of the intimate friendship of the Lord, and of his perpetual indwelling in your heart. In exchange for this great blessing, I desire that thou die to all earthly things, and that thou offer the thankful love of an entirely purified will. In imitation of me, be so humble, that as far as thou art concerned, thou wilt be persuaded and convinced of thy entire worthlessness and incapability, not meriting to be considered even as a slave of the servant of Christ. Remember, I was far from imagining that the Most High had designed me for the dignity of Mother of God. And this was my state of mind, although he had already promised his speedy coming into the world, and although he had commanded me to desire after him with such great affection, that on the day before the execution of this mystery, I thought I would die, and my heart would burst with loving sighs, if the divine providence had not comforted me. He dilated my spirit with the firm hope that the only begotten of the Eternal Father would descend from heaven without delay. Yet on the other hand, my humility inclined me to fear, lest my presence in the world might perhaps retard his coming. Contemplate, then, my beloved, the secret of my breast, and what an example it is for thee and for all the mortals. And since it is difficult for thee to understand and describe such high wisdom, look upon me in the Lord, in order that by his divine light thou mayest meditate and comprehend the perfection of my actions. Follow me by imitating me, and walk in my footsteps.